This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Up next, Rob Smith is problematic. Part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Nicki Minaj is not going to be bullied into taking the vaccine. This is Rob Smith is problematic. Problematics. I'm recording this intro to this podcast from Italy. I am in Italy right now. I am looking over the Mediterranean Sea. I am in the Amalfi Coast. I was supposed to come to Italy. I was supposed to be entirely off of social media for a couple of weeks, but I started getting these texts a couple of days ago. And a couple of friends say, Rob, you know, you really have to see what's going on with this Nicki Minaj thing. I'm just like, well, what's going on? What's going on with Nicki Minaj? And I Google and all of this stuff comes up. So if you are not familiar with everything that's going on with Nicki Minaj and the vaccine mandates and her being, you know, the left basically trying to destroy her right now, let me break this all down for you a little bit. Okay. So news came out. So they just had the Met Gala and they just had the MTV Video Music Awards, right? Both of these events had vaccine mandates. And so Nicki Minaj made a statement on Twitter and she said, look, I have decided not to attend either one of these events, because I don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine right now for whatever reason. And I think that she said something about, you know, she had some cousin's friend that had some testicular swelling or something like that in Trinidad and Tobago. And she said that, you know, this is why I'm not going to take it. But then she said, you know, keep your mask on and do all this stuff. But I personally decided not to do this. And the testicular swelling stuff, like, I'm not even going to get into that's crazy. Like, who knows? It has been verified. That's not really an important part of the story. So now, and when I saw this happen, like, I followed this a little bit, literally on my vacation, like, in between literally, like, eating slices of pizza and too much pasta and all this stuff. I'm following this stuff. And so now, after Nicki Minaj says this, Joy Reid, who is the only black woman that has a show that's even close to primetime on cable television, right? And even though nobody watches the show, she's on MSNBC and the show is flopping, it's irrelevant, but she'll have that show forever because she's the one. And so Joy Reid does a segment where she basically says, oh, Nicki Minaj, like, how could you do this information, this misinformation? You have all of these followers, you need to do better, et cetera, et cetera. So she, Joy Reid, uses, you know, her platform to bash Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj responds on Twitter and she says, and I'm going to paraphrase this. She says, look at this Uncle Tamiana doing the work while the white men nod. How sad. Because, you know, Joy Reid's doing the show. She's got a couple of white men, you know, doctors or whatever, talking about the vaccine stuff. Because now anybody that is at all skeptical about the coronavirus vaccine or COVID vaccine or whatever, now they're anti-vaxxers, now they're crazy and all this stuff. But this was only the beginning of it. So now this has happened. And so now Nicki Minaj is on a tweet storm. She is saying that Tucker Carlson did a segment on Nicki. And he's basically saying that, you know, she has the right that everybody else has in this world to make decisions about what they want to put in their own body, right? They have the right to make those decisions for themselves, right? So they shouldn't be bullied into this. They shouldn't be pressured by the media. They shouldn't be pressured by Joy Reid, Hollywood celebrities, entertainers, whatever. And so Nicki Minaj finds about 35 seconds of that segment and retweets it. Okay. Nicki Minaj tweets Tucker Carlson. So you guys really have to understand how big this is and why this is relevant and why this matters. So Nicki Minaj tweets Tucker Carlson. And then, you know, she's getting blasted by all of the brain dead minions, that like to control these celebrities. Like, you know, they like to cancel them. They like to say, you know, you can't vote for Republicans. You have to take the vaccine. Look, next year it'll be something else, right? Because these people are all controlled by whatever the left's agenda is. And Nicki Minaj tweets, you know, some of these people, and she says, well, now, you know, I can't talk to anybody just because they're Republican, or I can't agree with somebody just because they're Republican. And so now we have all of these people that are being demonized, right? And so this is what Nicki Minaj says on Twitter. And it's crazy. And so now, and I want to play for you something that Nicki Minaj said on her Instagram Live. Nicki Minaj is seeing, because after Joy Reid, like, that was, nobody could say anything, but they needed Joy Reid, who is a black woman, they needed her to attack Nicki Minaj. Nobody else could attack Nicki Minaj. Like, it couldn't have come from Don Lemon. It had to come from Joy Reid. So it had to come from a black woman. So the left basically deployed Joy Reid to attack Nicki Minaj. And she saw right through it. And I saw through it immediately. And even before I listened to this live that I'm about to play for you, and Nicki breaks all of this down. If you are new to being a problematic, if you're new to Rob Smith, if you have never listened to me before, I am a Nicki Minaj fan. I am a fan of the culture. I am a fan of rap, hip hop culture. I know that it has its issues, but this is what it is. And I have been a barb for probably about the past decade. Like, I love Nicki Minaj. Love, 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 love. And it's very interesting to see somebody that is operating at this level basically call out the left attempting to destroy her, because that is what is going on right now. What is going on right now is that the left is deploying all of their resources to destroy Nicki Minaj because she does not have the right public opinion about taking the vaccine. For whatever reason, this is something that they really want to push on people. For whatever reason, this is what they want to do. So now she is being destroyed. So now, after Joy Reid said this, now here comes Stephen Colbert. Here comes all of the media sites. Here comes all of these other people, like, attacking, 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 attacking. And then Nicki said something about that she had gotten an invite to the White House by, you know, the Biden administration and Fauci and all that stuff to go discuss the vaccine. And now the White House says, well, no, she never got that invite. We just wanted to have a call with her. And so she gets on this Instagram Live and she says, why would you guys ever think that I am lying about this? Why would Nicki Minaj, who is worth over $100 million, who is this iconic female rapper, like everything, I think probably the best female rapper of all time, why would she lie about this? And so she is starting to see the agenda. And this is the agenda that I've been talking to problematics about. You know, I've been doing this podcast for over a year now. And I've been talking to you guys about this agenda, especially when I do these pop culture episodes, and especially when I talk to you about how much the left and the Democrat Party and everybody else, they depend on their control of these Hollywood celebrities and these actors and actresses and athletes and entertainers and musicians and rappers. They use these people to control the conversation and to control the masses. And a lot of these people are so stupid that they'll go along with the program. And a lot of these people are so controlled by this stuff that they'll go along with the program because they still need whatever. And what's interesting about where Nicki Minaj is in the world right now is that she's got what we like to call FU money. Okay. She's been there. She's done it. She's got it. This woman is worth $100 million. This woman has a massive platform. This woman has something like 50 million followers across social media. So we talked a lot about Kanye when all this stuff started happening to Kanye. And you have to be so big You have to have so much FU money. You have to be operating at such a high level in order to step out on this limb that she is stepping on right now. Do I think Nicki Minaj is a Republican? No, she's not a Republican. And, you know, I'm going to play you a little bit from this Instagram Live. In the Instagram Live, she's talking about free healthcare for all and all that stuff. So is she a Republican? No. Like, will she ever be a Republican? No. Like, she's not going to do any of that stuff. But the conversation, and this is what people need to realize, that what is going on right now when we're talking about vaccine mandates, when we're talking about the pressure that is coming from every aspect of the population for people to make private medical decisions with their own bodies, right? So what we're talking about is not even about left or right anymore. And the only people that think that this is a left or right thing are people that have been completely brainwashed by the left's agenda because it's what they want. This is about freedom versus tyranny, right? That's what this is about. This is about, do you believe that the federal government has any sort of authority to tell a regular working citizen what they should or should not put in their own body? That's what this is about. And I think that this is something that I don't think that this is a left or right thing. I think that people are making it a left or right thing because simple minds operate very easily in that binary, right? So like I said, I do not think that Nicki Minaj is a Republican. I do believe that this is the first step to a red pill because this is her waking up. And now she's seeing it. And so I'm going to play this for you. I'm going to play this segment from her Instagram Live. And this is when she really realizes how all of this is happening. And basically how all of these resources are being deployed to destroy her right now. Because she's not towing the line with the left's agenda about these vaccine mandates. So listen to this.
I'm talking about just the Democratic Party in general and so many people jumping at the chance to, okay, well, we can't make fun of the actual story anymore and talk about testicles and balls till they drop dead and make that a joke. So now we have to attack her personally. I want you guys to see what is happening. And they had to make sure it came from a black person first, because if it came from a white person, the black people would be like, oh, you're racist in this. So peep this. The first attack was from a black woman. Now, this thing to assassinate my character is from a Uncle Tamiana, black, quote unquote, black man. When 80% of the artists that y'all following right now feel like I feel about the vaccine and are too afraid to speak on it. And guess what they're doing right now? If they assassinate me and assassinate my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask questions again.
And to tell you the truth, when I first listened to this segment, even before I listened to it, I was saying everything that she said in that live, I was saying in my own head. Because when you know the agenda and when you see the agenda, you can't unsee it. So you know these tactics. I've been looking and I've been telling you guys about these tactics for years at this point. So I knew, like I said at the very beginning, that they could not send Rachel Maddow to attack Nicki Minaj. They cannot send Don Lemon to attack Nicki Minaj. They cannot send Chris Cuomo to attack Nicki Minaj. They have one person that they can use to attack Nicki Minaj, and that was Joy Reid. And she's playing her role. That is literally, these people are actors. Her role, that is what she does. Joy Reid's role and the role of a lot of these other black liberals that are getting a lot of media attention, that have these media platforms, their role is to keep black people in line. Their role is to work for the Democratic Party in order to keep black people in line. This is what they do. Okay. This is what their role is. And so Nicki is starting to see this. And this red pilling and this awakening for me, and like I said, I know that a lot of people in the conservative movement, I was texting with a very prominent person in the movement, you know, when all this went down. And a lot of people in the conservative movement, you know, they will talk about, you know, Nicki Minaj and rap culture and all of that stuff. They're like, oh, ghetto, ho, like all of this other stuff. But as soon as one of these rappers says something that they believe in, they're all over them. Because some of these Republicans are so desperate to have something that's cultural, right? To have a connection to the culture. And so some of these people that you're listening to right now, some of these people that are like, oh, Nicki's the best, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're not, number one, they're not Barbs, okay? They don't know her music. They don't know the culture. They don't know the people. They don't know anything like that. They see her as somebody that they can use for this moment to push whatever their agenda is. But for me, this is not about a Republican Party agenda, or this is about this, whatever. This is about somebody that, like I said, I do not believe that this woman is a Republican. She's not going to come out for Trump or DeSantis or anybody else. That is not going to happen. I know a lot of people in this movement get really excited about that stuff, you know, when we have a celebrity come out for this. But she's starting to open her eyes about freedom versus tyranny. And that is what this is all about. And as soon as somebody gets that first red pill and she sees the way that she is being attacked right now and the way that all of these forces are conspiring and coalescing together to destroy her, right? Because this is what this is all about. They want to destroy her credibility. They want to destroy her. They want to personally attack her because she has gone off the reservation. She can't be controlled anymore. And let me tell you guys something. When these people cannot control you, when you have gotten so much from these liberals and these Democrats, whatever, when they cannot control you and your platform is that strong, they will try to destroy you. And so I don't think that they are done trying to destroy Nicki Minaj. I think that they will continue trying to destroy her because this is what they do. I think the most interesting thing about this particular situation is that she has so much money and so much clout and so much relevance. And by the way, if you get deeper into that live and you guys find it, okay, Problematics, I don't know if you're a Nicki Minaj fan or not, find this Instagram live and go listen to it. Listen to the entire 20, 30 minutes of it and listen to the things that she's saying, the opinions that she has about this vaccine, the opinions that she has about vaccine mandates, all of that stuff. A lot of people think this. A lot of people think it. Not a lot of people are bold enough to say it, particularly not in entertainment, because you have to realize, like I said, the left and these Democrats, they own these people. They own these entertainers. They own these actors. They own these rappers. They use them to push their agenda. And so she talks a lot about how a lot of these rappers feel the same way. And you think all of these celebrities that are at the Met Gala and all of these celebrities that are at the VMAs and all of these people that are operating in this industry, you think all of these celebrities have gotten that vaccine? Give me a break. Give me a break. Do you think that MTV was testing these celebrities? No. They probably said, oh, yeah, we're vaccinated, whatever, and kept it moving. So, guys, this is interesting. This is a very, very interesting moment right now that is happening in America. You know, you have probably the, no, not probably. You have the biggest female rapper of all time. Somebody with so much money, so much clout, so much authority within the culture. And she's standing up against the system. It is very inspiring to watch, particularly as somebody that is a fan. And I am a Nicki Minaj fan. I am a Barb. This is what I am, a fan. So this is very, very interesting to watch. And look, I don't know how this is going to end up. I do not think that this is going to end up, like I said, with her being, you know, a conservative or Republican or coming out for Trump or DeSantis or anything like that. Like, that's never going to happen. But Nicki Minaj is waking up to freedom. This red pill is happening as we speak, and we are not seeing the end of this because this sort of the politics of personal destruction, are why a lot of people do not speak up about this stuff. So she is experiencing this in real time. And when you experience the politics of personal destruction, like a lot of people who have become prominent conservatives have, when you lose your friends and when people are looking at you like you're crazy or whatever, then you really say, F it. And then you really start speaking your mind about things. And I am deeply curious as to what she has to say next. Coming up, the LGBT left has gone absolutely insane this year, and I am going to break down a few of their craziest moments after the break.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So last weekend, I took a trip out to California for a Log Cabin Republicans event. If you've never heard of the Log Cabin Republicans, they are the oldest LGBT Republican group in the nation. The LGBT, whatever, it's primarily gay men and lesbians, so we'll just call them the oldest gay and lesbian Republican group in the country. But I went out to California to support the Log Cabin Republicans at an event that they had just outside of LA. Decided to go out there with a couple of friends of mine, got an Airbnb. That situation ended up being a disaster, but this isn't about my Airbnb disaster. This is about what happened. So West Hollywood, California is a gay enclave. I went out there with a couple of my friends. I was hanging out with the gay guys. Like, I am gay. Problematics. Like, if anybody didn't realize, and I put this story on my Instagram and people are like, well, why are you at a gay bar if you're a quote unquote Republican? Because I'm a gay Republican. And I'm allowed to live my life as I see fit. And yes, I was at a gay bar having a couple of drinks with my friends. So I'm at the bar with one of my friends, and the rest were in a separate group. They were kind of like right behind us, whatever. So I'm basically just talking with my friend. And so this guy comes up to me, and he comes up to me and he says, "You're a coon." And then at first I couldn't even, you know, place what it was that he was saying. And so I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, that's a slur. Because if you've never heard coon before, this is what they call black Republicans, right? So if you're a black Republican, you're a coon, you're an Uncle Tom, you're a house Negro, you're all of these different things. Because to the left and to leftists, in order to be authentically black, you have to be a Democrat. This is sadly how people have been brainwashed to think. And this guy was not even black. This guy was actually Latino, I believe.
So I heard this, and then it sort of started to register to me what he had said. So I went up to him and I said, wait a minute, what did you say to me? What did you say to me? And so he turns around and he says, well, you know, you're a coon because of what you believe. And like, I seen you on Instagram and I seen you in Fox News and all this shit, all this stuff. And I'm like, well, okay, well, if I'm a coon, then you're ugly and all this other stuff. Because look, you know, this guy had just literally basically just verbally assaulted me for being gay or for being a Republican. And so the next thing I know, this guy hits me in the side of the face. He hits me in the side of the face, pushed me down on the floor. And at that point, and guys, this ain't my first time at the rodeo. Like, I'm ex-military and I'm from Akron, Ohio. So at this point, my adrenaline just started kicking in. So I get up and the people had already, and it's really funny because when somebody else throws the first hit, now all of a sudden people come to kind of like break you up. So I'm like, no, I need to get my hits in. So I think that the security guard, whatever. So I reached in between the security guard, pull this guy by his collar and hit him 3 times in the jaw. And so then they pulled me off of this guy, right? And so they had seen that he was the aggressor. So this guy gets kicked out of the bar, place in West Hollywood. And so for me, I mean, obviously, I don't have a glass jaw. The guy didn't mark me up. His hit was weak. I wasn't that concerned about that. Like I said, this is not my first rodeo. Like, I'm a man. You know, I was in the military. I've been in fist fights before. So that wasn't the thing. But I remember after it, I just felt that this is the sad, sorry state of gay leftists in America. So this is what we're dealing with here when it comes to the quote unquote tolerant and inclusive LGBT community. These people are so deeply hateful that it erupts in literal physical violence. This guy is so hateful that he couldn't even be in the same space with me without having to come up and call me basically a racial slur and then physically attack me. This is how hateful these people are. And it's sad, and I feel sorry for these people, because you have to understand that these people are being brainwashed. Every single day, they are being brainwashed by their media. They are being brainwashed by the people they follow. They are being brainwashed by the entertainment industry. They are being brainwashed to say that other gay people who do not subscribe to the leftist Democrat agenda are somehow self-hating. And somehow I'm not allowed to belong in these spaces. These are the same people that think that anybody that voted for Trump is equivalent to a Nazi. There was another you know, guy that I used to know, gay guy, and he put one of those things on his Instagram stories, and it said that, you know, something about you're living in a country where one third of the people would kill you and one third of the people would watch. And I'm just like, what world are you living in? These people are living in an alternate universe. But this is what happens, and this happens, you know, more often than not. Now, I'm not generally physically attacked when I go to gay functions, but if I'm going to, you know, some event, like if I'm going to a pride event or something like that, if I'm going to an event where I just want to hang out with my friends, generally stuff like this, it's like, you know, it's kind of like the whispering and the finger pointing, like, oh, he's that guy, he's that guy, he's that guy. And the saddest thing about this is that there are so many gay people that are dying to leave the left. They are dying to leave the Democrats. They may or may not be Republicans, but they are certainly not Democrats, and they are damn sure not leftists. There are so many of them that are dying to get out of it, but they are fearful because they're afraid that if they are out and open about their beliefs, that they're going to lose friends, that they're going to, you know, get attacked, that all of these things that kind of like happened to me are going to happen to them. So they decide to stay quiet and stay in the closet. And I think that that's sad, because it really is the new closet for gays and lesbians. Oh, yes, they're welcome to all, and we're open to all, and we're so tolerant and inclusive and loving until they find out that you're a Republican, until they find out that your politics don't align with theirs. And then it's about destruction. Because what is going on with the LGBT community is that, and it's a similar thing that's going on, but to a much slower extent. It's happened more rapidly with the gay and lesbian community than it has with African Americans, is that the community is now being absorbed into leftism. It's being absorbed into Marxism. And this is what is happening with the gay and lesbian community. I think that with BLM Inc. and all that other stuff, like, it is trying to absorb the black community into Marxism. I don't think that it will ultimately be successful. But the LGBT community, gays and lesbians, they're gone. There's 100 genders, and there's child drag queens, and there's people that are all the... It has been completely absorbed to Marxism. That community is lost. And I don't even fight for it anymore. That community needs to be gone. I mean, it has been absorbed into Marxism. These people have been brainwashed. These people are in a cult. And there is nothing that people that are in a cult despise more than people who have left the cult. And this is why I was attacked for being a Republican in a gay bar in Los Angeles. Wild story. But I guarantee you 100% every single word of what I said happened. Gays and lesbians, if you're listening to me, I know I got some of my problematic gays and lesbians. You may not even be Republicans, but you know that leftism is a cult. You know that these Democrats are in a cult. My advice to you, if you're listening to me, is to get out of this cult now. Take the hits, lose the friends, do whatever you have to do. Because it will hurt, mind you, it will hurt. It hurt to lose my friends. It hurt that people that I've known for years think that I've gone crazy or whatever. But the freedom that you feel on the other side, there is no word for how good it feels. So if you are still in the cult of leftism, by God, get out. Because if not, you're going to become one of the brainwashed leftist cult members that attacked me for simply existing. The LGBT leftists aren't just in women's spaces, they're in the school system indoctrinating your children. An unbelievable story coming out of the California school system up next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
So this is a story coming out of where else? California. Remember, I just got back from that cesspool And this story that's coming out of California is just very indicative of exactly where our education system is. It is very indicative of the types of people that are teaching your children. And this is the issue with the education system in America. I know I've been talking about this a lot for the past couple of weeks, but I'm reading American Marxism by Mark Levin. It's a completely fascinating book. But a lot of this is about, you know, how this Marxism and these Marxist ideologies have made their way into the education system. And it used to be that we just talked about this stuff in colleges and universities, but now we talk about this stuff infecting our classrooms. And, you know, we're talking middle school, high school here. So there's a Twitter account called Libs of TikTok. And it's very interesting because all of these far left liberal, insane people, all of these far leftists, these leftists that are teaching your kids, that are doing all kinds of things in America. So they're on TikTok. And they're basically saying all of this stuff, you know, into their TikTok accounts. They're all over the place. These people are putting it out on social media. I saw there was a camp counselor that was trying to indoctrinate his camp students into socialism. There's all these teachers that are talking about 800 genders in kindergarten classes. So these are the things that they are talking about, while in the public school education system, we are not graduating students from high school. We do not have people operating at grade level. We do not have people operating at grade level most of the time because this is the crap that they're being taught. But anyway, these leftist maniacs are putting their indoctrination of the students of America on full display on social media. So this teacher came coming out of California, this is a video that is going viral. And I want you to listen to, this is what she had to say about how she feels about the American flag and having her kids pledge allegiance to the LGBT pride flag.
Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I gotta find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got you. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around, he goes, oh, that one?
And of course, you know, she's pointing to the LGBT pride flag, and not the one with the rainbow colors. It's the ugly one with the black and the brown stripes. And, you know, now they're like in the trans stripes on all that other crap. Right. And this idiot, I was going to, you know, play the other soundbite, but we don't need to hear her anymore. And so this idiot, she did another video where she talks about, you know, she's wearing rainbow earrings and rainbow suspenders. And then she's talking about pledging allegiance to the queers, to the LGBT pride flag. It's all insane. It's insanity. But this video, this thing has went viral. And this woman's name, as she has been identified as Kristen Pitson, a teacher of California. So this video has gone viral. And she is from the Newport Mesa Unified School District. This has gone viral. This has gotten over 1.5 million views, I believe, on Twitter. And so this is what the Newport Mesa Unified School District says. On Friday evening, one of our teachers created a personal social media post that caused alarm and concern related to saluting the American flag. Showing respect for our nation's flag is an important value our district instills in our students and is an expectation of our employees. We take this matter seriously and are investigating and addressing it. Right. So she's being investigated. Probably nothing will happen. You know, it'll blow over. But the most important thing about this whole thing, these are the people that are teaching your children. And this is what Rick Grinnell said on Twitter. What kind of parent would allow their child to be taught by this wacko? Why are parents turning their kids over to someone they don't know? I'd like to talk to people who think this is good. And so this is what we're dealing with right now. This is what we're dealing with right now in the public school system in America. And this is deeply wrong. And noted, she said, you know, the U.S. flag, you know, she whispered and giggled, you know, it made me uncomfortable. You know, then that creepy little whisper. The American flag in an American public school system makes her uncomfortable. By the way, she's being paid with tax dollars, by the way. Your tax dollars pay her salary as much as they pay for all the other crap that's going on. And whether this teacher's gay or not is irrelevant. She's probably gay. I mean, God, only it's just only the gay leftists that have just taken like it, only a gay leftist teacher would be wearing American rainbow flag earrings and suspenders and all this stuff. And whether she's gay or not is irrelevant. Her being gay has nothing to do with it. The problem is that she's obviously been taken over by this far left ideology, which is obviously infecting her classroom and the things that she is teaching to these students, right? And so this is what we know via a video that she has shot and put out on social media on TikTok. And the thing that's the scariest to me are the things that we don't know about what she's teaching these kids, about what she's telling these kids, about the way that she is molding their minds. And that's the scary stuff. And that is what doesn't make social media. That is what does not go viral. And it happens in middle schools, elementary schools. You know, look, they're being taught BLM in 100 genders in kindergarten nowadays. So it's elementary school, it's middle school, it's high school. Then it goes on to college. It used to be before the social media revolution of the past, I would say 10, 15 years. They would generally used to have to wait until college to start indoctrinating students. Now it's happening in elementary school, it's happening in middle school, it's happening in high school. And like I said, I've said this before, the end goal is to create a bunch of angry little leftists that hate America, that love the government, and that will vote for Democrats. That is what this is all about. Because these are Marxist movements that have taken over the LGBT community, they've taken over the black community, they have taken over social media, they've taken over all of this stuff, and now this is what is being taught in schools. I hope that this teacher is investigated. I hope that her social media is removed. I hope that she is reprimanded. I mean, honestly, I would want them to fire her, to be quite honest. Because this is not teaching. This is not what you are supposed to be teaching kids. These kids probably don't even know how to spell their names. But this is what they're being taught in school on your tax dollars to pledge allegiance to the LGBT pride flag. If this episode has not taught you anything, it is that America is in trouble. America is in trouble for a lot of different reasons. America is in trouble because we have got somebody who is highly incompetent and likely senile in charge. And he is being controlled and led by people who are even more incompetent than him. People are getting killed. We have a terrorist organization in the Taliban that will wage their wars on Western civilization now with $85 billion of the best military equipment that American taxpayer dollars can buy. And on the home front, we have Marxist teachers teaching their kids to pledge allegiance to the pride flag. This country is being lost right now. And I never thought that I would be one of these people that have podcasts or do radio or all of this other stuff that talk about the country being lost, but it's literally happening right before our very eyes. So my challenge to you, Problematics, my challenge to my listeners is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just listen to me, talk to your friends about how messed up things are? Are you going to do something about it? Are you going to run for school board? Are you going to make your voice heard locally? Are you going to be bold enough to state how you really feel about things to your friends or your family? And are you going to risk maybe losing friends like I have, like a lot of people who have spoken up about the truth to what is really going on in America? A lot of these people lose people. Are you going to be bold enough to do that? Or are you just going to sit by and watch the destruction of America in between Netflix, in between fast food, in between, I don't know, binge watching, whatever the latest Hulu show is? And so that's my question to you, Problematics, and I hope that it does offend you a little bit, and I hope that it does challenge you, because if something doesn't start fundamentally changing in this country, then it will be lost. And let this week's episode serve as a reminder of all of the ways that it is being lost right now. Before we go, I want to thank my fellow Problematics so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And to hear more of my episodes and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Rob. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Special thanks to our producer, John Cassio, researcher, Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers, Debbie Myers and speaker, Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.